Dr. John Bronchio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. You can check out Dr. Bronchio's website at drjohnb.com. Good morning, Dr. Bronchio. How are you?
Well, Rich, I'm never better. How does that sound?
That sounds great. Great way to wrap up 2014. And speaking of that, just 2 days left, including today in this calendar year. And of course, when we think of New Year's, we think resolutions. And even though a lot of them don't even last a whole month, let alone a full year, Dr. Bronchio, why do so many people fail with their New Year's resolutions?
Well, a lot of times their goals are too big. I'll give you one example. I want to lose 100 pounds, okay, or 50 pounds. Those are good resolutions, but you're better to take a little bit at a time, okay? You might want to lose 5 pounds, or you might want to lose 10 pounds, something that's really workable. Or you want to do an exercise. Rather than saying, I'm going to exercise an hour and a half every day, you really ought to aim at you're going to be trying to walk or exercise a half hour a day or every other day. You have to do things that are realistic. You have to manage things that you can do, that you can work in. You also need to plan for it. And you really just need to also determine what you're saying you want to do. Does it really fit within your goals? And the amazing thing, Rich, is how many people do not really do that, or people just say that they want to get out of debt, but they don't have any plan to get out of debt. And they find that they fall into the same habits that they have been in for a long time. So it's very critical, if you're going to set any goals, if you're going to have any resolutions. This, of course, this is really a year-round thing. It's just, this is the time of year people decide, I want to change things. You just have to make sure that they're realistic, that you can implement them, you plan how you're going to do it. And if you fail, you don't worry about it. You just get up and you try again, realize that that didn't end the world. But I still continue to be amazed how many people I'm talking to now every day that I just run into that are coming up with resolutions. They're going to spend more time with family. They're going to be losing weight. They're going to drink less. They're going to get out of debt. They're going to be enjoying their life more. But they may not really have a plan to really do it, and then they feel defeated. They get some self-loathing or some real negative feelings on self, and they kind of move on and just forget about it until next year. So you really have to approach this with the idea you're going to make some self-change, change your habits, and really work at it. A lot of people do that, though. It isn't that no one does. It's just the vast majority of people don't tend to stick to their guns.
So people are setting the bar too high, and when something goes wrong, they give up too easily. Do I have that right?
Absolutely. It happens all the time. And they also, but right within that, it's kind of like if a person talks about making a radical change, that's why I mentioned 100 pounds, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or they're going to save $100 a month, okay, something like this. But if there are things they really can't realistically do based on the facts, based on reality, then when they fail at something, then all of a sudden, kind of remarkably, actually, they just say, well, I failed, I'm not going to try anymore. Because no one succeeds every day of their life at everything they're doing.
Right.
It's a preponderance, so you just keep going. So, yes, you hit it right on the head.
And what other ways can people, what can people do to be successful? You mentioned setting realistic goals.
Yes. Yeah,
well, what other tips do you have?
Well, I think you want to be honest with yourself. You have to really say, is this really something you want to do? You have to really recognize a commitment that if you're going to work at this and you're going to succeed, you have to take a real look. Can I do this? Am I going to make the time commitment? This type of thing. And you have to stay focused. You don't want to lose track of what you're doing. And you really want to keep, even if it's a daily ledger, keep track of it. And get rid of the perfectionism. You know, there's no one perfect on earth. We're not in heaven yet, is what my mother would say. She sent me out to cut the grass. So I think what we do is we just set up reasonable standards, and we work at it. But again, managing expectations, the realistic, have a direct plan for what you're going to do, and stay focused and go forward. And you'll find people that do that, I might add, with anything in their life, if they really keep at it, then they're really going to have success. If they kind of go at it haphazard, or they have kind of a nebulous type of a thing they're going to do, it really doesn't make sense. Like if you say you want to spend more time with your family, you want to set some priorities, you really have to do that. You have to cross off time on your calendar. You have to let your spouse or your children or your friends or whoever it might be, you have to really let them know what your plans are, and you have to make a change in your life. You're going to find the kind of the stereotypic workaholic. They can say they're going to do that. They may even do it for a few days, but they really don't. And even kind of the thing, a nebulous, like an enjoy life more, what does that really mean? Well, things like that mean you look at what are some dreams? What are some things you'd like to accomplish? What are some things that fit in that you don't do? And really go for it. It could be reading. It can be traveling. It can be seeing old friends. It can be picking up some whole new activities in your life to make your life more exciting. A lot of people really lead boring lives. They may make good income. They may have a pretty good job. They may even have good family. But they don't have any pizzazz. They just kind of live day to day. And if you live that life and you want to make that change, you have to make changes. You have to do them. But I find so many people fall back into the humdrum of the life if they don't really decide what they're going to do, work at it, plan, and put some excitement in your life. How does that sound?
Yeah. Do people underestimate how much effort it takes to accomplish some of the goals they set?
Absolutely, because you hear a person say, I'm going to lose 50 pounds this year. Well, they really have no idea how they're going to do that. They may think they're going to have a cookie less a week or a day or something like that, but they haven't really planned out what they really have to do. And if you're talking about really weight gain, you're talking about making some real changes, cutting out the late raids to the kitchen. You're talking about eating. It isn't a question of not eating. Eating is just a question of eating less is what it really amounts to, and setting up a plan. And people just, for whatever the reason, they really don't do that. Fitness is another one. People will say what they're going to do. They think they can find that half hour a day, hour, and they may even have the time. They have a treadmill right up in their basement or up in their room somewhere, but they just don't feel like doing it. They're tired. They're watching television. They'd rather have a conversation with someone, and there it goes right there. You have to stay focused. You have to say, at this time, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make a point of doing this. And I will say just one personal thing. I do spend an hour a day walking every day. It doesn't matter whether it's a treadmill. I'll go to Meijer. I'll go to Walmart. I will, you know, in the winter, I'll walk in the neighborhood. That's just something that I think is critical, and it's one of those things I just happen to do. Now, other things, I'm not saying I do everything I say I'm going to do, because, like I said, we're not in a perfect world, but I aim to do things. And I think another thing people can do, they can aim in the right direction. They might not always do them, but they have to be aiming, they have to focus, and they have to really say, you know, I'm going to really give this a shot, and this is the 1, 2, 3 of how I can do that. And obviously, most people really aren't doing that, even though they say, I'm going to do this resolution. And this I might have, but we're talking about here, Rich, this is really any time of the year, really. This just happens to be the time we think of it. But any time you're going to do it, you have to really plan and say, yes, I'm going to do it.
Dr. John Bronchio, Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. You can check out Dr. Bronchio's website, drjohnb.com. That's drjohnb.com. Dr. Bronchio, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Bye-bye.